Welcome. I'd like to welcome everybody to the February 8th meeting for the Local Agency Formation Commission, LAFCO. Please stand with me and state the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Bryan.
Present.
Commissioner Valenzuela.
Here.
Commissioner Ogren.
Present.
Commissioner Harkness.
Here.
Chair Baird.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 3 is where we're at now, and it's for the election of chair and vice chair for 2022 and nomination and election of chair.
You're doing a good job.
Let's be fair.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
That's a motion.
Oh, that is a motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you for the faith, I think. I'd like to take a count, please, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Think I'd vote. Of course.
All opposed? All right, thank you for the appointment. And nomination and election of vice chair, and I'll entertain a motion, please.
That would be Matthew Bryan.
I'll second that.
Happy to serve, but we haven't met much in my year on LAFCO, so before I can move forward, I'd like a little more experience. So if anyone has any objections.
I do. Aren't you an elected official in Denver?
Yep.
You can do the job.
All right,
yep.
Sure.
Okay, all in, let's see, all in favor?
Do we need a second?
Second.
Oh, second? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, yeah.
Aye.
Thank you, Matthews.
Right. Are you opposed? I have to count the votes.
No, I'm opposed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we have seated the same old chair and a new vice chair. Welcome on board. Item number 4, approval of minutes. Meeting from May 11th, please.
I'm not sure if I was here.
You were through Zoom.
Okay, I'll move to approve.
A second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 5. This time is allowed for information from the public to the Local Agencies Formation Commission. LAFCO, no action will be taken on matters presented at this time. A maximum of 5 minutes will be allowed to each person wishing to speak. Again, this is public comment time, and there was no one in the audience.
Anyone? If you would like to speak on this item, please raise your hand at this time. Seeing none.
Okay, I will close that item, number 5. Number 6, is there a declaration of any conflict of interest on the board? None being seen, we will move to item 7. Are there any document presentations at all? Correspondence, nothing else? Okay. And let's go down to old business, which there is none, and we can start with new business, the agenda item number 1, appointment of executive officer. Staff report, please.
Thank you. So as many of you know, or as many of you who are newer may not know, the position of executive officer has traditionally been something that has been held by either community development director or the planning director. Currently, I am the executive officer, and I am neither of those. We have had quite a bit of turnover in the community development department, and I'm the longest standing person in the planning department, which is why I ended up in the role. However, it is quite a bit above what I'm supposed to be doing. We do have a new planning director, Haley Lane, And considering that she's in escrow on a house, I'm hoping that she'll be here for a little bit longer. So I propose that at this time that the executive officer change from me to the planning director of the Community Development Department at this time.
Okay, Commissioner, are there any questions for staff? Okay, I actually do have one.
Sure.
Because of your degree and background, will there be a change in financial charges presented to the board? In which case do we need to modify the budget is where I'm going.
I don't believe so, no.
Great. Okay, and this is a voting item, so I have to open it to public comment. Do you have anyone?
If you're calling into this meeting and you would like to comment on this, please raise your hand by pressing *9 or clicking the button on your app. Seeing none.
Okay, I will close the public comment portion and I will entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
All right, I have a first and a second. Your votes, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. No names. Motion passes.
Thank you, Haley.
Mm-hmm. Thank you and welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Agenda item number 2, appointment of deputy executive officer, potential action, staff report.
Thanks. So we have not had a deputy executive officer for quite some time. However, since we do have myself with experience as the executive officer, and we now have an executive officer that took that position, I am proposing that a deputy executive officer be appointed, namely being me. And please let me know if you have any questions.
Commissioners, do you have any questions for staff?
Happy to move forward with that motion.
All right. That ends our discussion then, and I'll take that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a first and a second. May I have a vote, please?
Through the chair. Would we like to see if there are any public comments prior to proceeding?
No? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you would like to speak on this item, please raise your hand. If you're calling in, you can do so by pushing the button on your app or pressing *9 if you're calling in. Seeing none?
Public comment is closed. May I have a motion?
All right, I move to appoint Rachel to the executive deputy executive director.
And a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And no opposed.
Thank you.
Motion passes.
Through the chair, it's not director's officer.
For terminology, it's executive officer, not director.
Thank you. Okay, agenda item number 3, selection of a consultant for fire protection municipal service review and sphere of influence updates, potential action, staff report, please.
Thank you. So, as you may recall, last year, staff requested direction on moving forward with possibly hiring a consultant to update our municipal service review and sphere of influence boundaries for the fire protection districts within Siskiyou County. It has not been done as a whole since 2006, and that is actually something that is supposed to be done every 5 years. So we're quite a bit of behind on it for everything other than so just FYI, my computer just crashed, so we may need to pause this meeting until we can get that back since this is a public meeting. So let me see if I can't get that going again.
I'm going to turn off the recording.